Welcome to the Career Booster Podcast by Grantham University. Whether you're looking for that new job or seeking that promotion, Grantham University's podcast will feature topics perfect for the career seeker and established professional alike. I'm Brett Erpelding, and today's show is part 3 of 4 about the Mark Skousen School of Business. We will be hearing from Jeremy Bell, Associate Director of Talent Development and Career Services, Doug Dimler, Career Service Coordinator, and Dr. David Marger, Dean of the Mark Skousen School of Business, about what industries you can work in, why general education matters in a business degree, can students transfer credits or use real-life experience for credit, and much more. Let's get started.
What are the main industry areas covered in your program?
Yeah, it's funny because people will sometimes say that they want to work in a particular industry, but a business program in general develops people to work across industries and not in a particular industry. There are exceptions to that, so, and I'll get to that. But the general business program is going to help you work in virtually any industry you want, and that organization is going to tell you what they want you to do and how they want it done. They're going to assume you have this knowledge because you have a Grantham University degree in business. But in terms of certain specializations, we have specializations in logistics and supply chain management that prepare people to work in management in those areas, in supply chain and logistics. A very popular program is our Certified Financial Planning program, which prepares you to work as a financial planner. It's recently been reaffirmed by the CFP board. We have many programs that have been reviewed and affirmed by the professional associations, which we can talk about in a little bit. Operations management is another area that it's not a particular organization, but it's a particular way to look at how an industry runs. Those are the ones that are kind of industry specific. The other kinds of things we teach are more broad in particular areas, such as marketing or human resource management and general management.
And you touched a little bit about, with general education credits like math, science, and English for the major, but why is that? Why do students need those basic credits?
Fantastic question, because it's one that comes up periodically. In fact, a student called me several days ago, maybe a week or two ago, to complain about the requirement for a natural science series of credits. And here's the thing. As business people, we operate in an environment that are not closed off. One of the things that business people, some businesses like to think is that we are apart from society, where in fact, businesses are an integral part of the social fabric and society of where we live. And so to think that you can operate independently and be one entity as a business person and then close the door at 5 o'clock, walk out on the street and be somebody else is false. You're not. You are what you do as a business person is who you are. That's one thing. The second thing is when we talk about learning to understand how to organize problems and even find a problem, what math teaches us is a different way to look at problems. I don't care if you get the equation right. That's not that. I don't. Please do not say this to your math teacher. But that's not the point. The point is learning how to look at different problems in different ways. So yes, it is important to come up with the right answer to those questions, because once you figure out how to do that problem in that way, we're going to give you a different set of problems. They're solved in different ways. Okay, and it's the same thing with science. The kind of science is less important to me, whether it's biology or botany or general science or whatever. But what's important for me is the students understand the scientific method. that way we can order what we do, how we do it, and how we arrive at a decision. The observation that something is going on that I don't quite understand, the part where you, the hypothesis, where you put that together, you formulate that in a way that can be tested. The actual testing of that idea leading to new observations. And so we have this circle of how we approach a problem, come to organize the problem in a way we can actually start to understand it, do the testing on that problem, and then formulating new ideas about that problem. Those are the reasons that being able to do math and having science background is really important for a business person. It's all about how are we looking at arranging and organizing problems. Because problems don't come up to you and yell, hey, I'm a problem, and solve me.
Yeah.
Problems are the things that you figure out. There's some nagging issue that needs to be done. And I've worked with some tremendous people whose main benefit to me was they knew when there was a problem and they knew how to get to that problem. Some of them didn't even know how to solve the problem. But to be honest with you, solving the problem is the easiest part of that whole process.
Yeah.
Figuring out what the real problem is the most difficult part.
Yeah, I think you have to do that every day throughout your life. And have to figure out what those problems are and solve them. So,
well, that's the great thing about business education is that there's nothing new. There's nothing that's not applicable that I'm doing in my business education that is not applicable to my life as a human being and trying to be a better person.
Yeah, great. What is the typical class size and what is the usual instructor to student ratio?
Well, like most schools, the class sizes in the lower levels are larger. And as you get to be a junior and senior, the class sizes are smaller. So we're trying very hard to hold the class size at about 25 students in the first and second year classes. There's some where the class size grows to 30, and I've seen even more than that in a couple classes. It's not my desire. And the reason I like the smaller classes is because it gives you not only the opportunity to talk to each other, mm-hmm. but actually forces you to network with each other more. Mm-hmm. Where if we have 30 people in a class or 50 people in a class, Doug and Jeremy can sit back and talk to each other. But if we only have 15 or 20 people in the class, Doug and Jeremy actually have to talk to other people in the class.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a very important pedagogical tool and a tool to help people learn how to network. So in our junior and senior level classes, I think our average class size tends to be around 15. And in our graduate school classes, between 10 and 15.
Great. Are there any changes coming up in the Mark Skousen School of Business degree programs?
We're constantly changing, Doug. There's nothing we're not looking at. In fact, it drives many of the people at the university kind of crazy because we're constantly looking to see how we can better respond to the needs of our environment. Like any other organization, if we allow ourselves to be complacent about what we do, then we will fade away. So we're constantly looking not only at new things that are student-focused, and I'll talk about those in just a second, but we're also constantly looking at better ways to do what it is we do. Some of the student-focused things that are coming up are obviously the Bachelor of Business Administration program has been approved by all the accreditors now and will come online in September. So we'll be offering, in our undergraduate program, we'll still be offering one associate degree, which is a combination, Associate of Business Administration and Management. And then in the undergrad, we're offering a Bachelor of Business Administration in General Management, Marketing, logistics and supply chain management, financial planning, procurement and contract management, operations management, and human resource management. So students will be able to get those concentrations attached to their transcript so that when an employer asks, okay, you've got a BBA, which is a generalist degree, what area are you really interested in? And if you're very interested in a particular area, then you can say this. We also have a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting, which has recently been accredited as its own program by IACBE. So we're one of fewer than 300 schools worldwide to have both our general program accredited and our accounting program accredited worldwide. Out of the tens of thousands of business schools worldwide, it's it was a lot of work, and I'm really proud of our team for that accomplishment.
Fantastic.
So our next look is to the master's. So we've reorganized the undergraduate business program. Soon we'll be doing that in the MBA program as well.
Will there be more concentrations for the MBA?
There will be, yeah. An MBA is a generalist degree. It's considered a terminal professional degree. But similarly, there are people who want to work in finance, or there are people who want to work in accounting, and they need more graduate hours in those particular areas. And so we'll be providing that.
Cool.
Can students transfer real-life work experience or test out of required classes?
Students cannot test out, but students can apply real-life experience. And we have a program called PLA, which is
Prior Learning Assessment.
I was going to say professional. Thank you. Prior Learning Assessment. And what happens is that students prepare a small file outlining for each course that they think that they have experience in, what that experience is, and how it corresponds to the objectives of the course. That file then is reviewed by a faculty member who will say, yes, this actually corresponds to the needs of the course, and the student can earn credit for that course. But prior learning assessment actually corresponds to a particular set of learning to a particular course. So you do this PLA for a particular course. Some of the common courses are in human resource management. Some of the specialized HR courses are common. Some of the finance courses or accounting courses might be kind of common if somebody's done extensive bookkeeping work for a company for years. They might be able to get PLA for the introduction to accounting. They already know about T accounts, for example.
That's it for today. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to Grantham University's Career Booster podcast to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And please help share, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue to provide you the best content possible.